What if your personal or business brand was so focused and so on target that it was easy for everyone in your organization to understand? What if you connected with your clients on an emotional level so deeply that they never forgot you? This is what the most successful brands in the world do. It's not about ad budgets. It's about developing a consistent brand, no matter the industry, location, or size of the company. Discover your brand and create an amazing, foolproof marketing strategy. This is the Brand Archetypes Podcast, hosted by Kevin Scarrett and Amy Zander, owners of BrandArchetypes.com. Join them on a journey to discover your most powerful, true brand.
Welcome back to the Brand Archetypes Podcast, everyone. This is Kevin Scared, and I am with Amy Zander. Amy, how are you on this cold, cold winter day?
I'm doing really good. I love the snow. I'm excited. I'm going to go skiing this weekend. So, yeah, I like it.
I cleared off the area of the pond where we're going to have an ice skating rink yesterday. I put on my brand new ice skates that I bought last year at the end of the year and went skating yesterday for the first time since 1983.
Nice. I saw the videos of you and Francie on Facebook. They were so awesome.
Yeah. 38 years.
Good job.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. How are you feeling today?
I discovered some muscles that I forgot that I had.
Yeah. Well, how are your ankles?
Ankles are fine.
That's good.
I fell once and that was no fun. You know, it's falling at all when you're, you know, pushing 60 is,
right.
Your body isn't as resilient.
Right.
But, I survived and it was actually a lot of fun.
Good. So. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be doing more of that. So today we are talking about the hero archetype in today's episode. And to put us in the mood, I'll be talking in this voice the rest of the podcast.
Oh, really? Please don't do that.
Come on, you never let me have any fun.
I know, I'm no fun at all, I know.
I know, fine. Okay, so you don't have to talk like a superhero voice, and you don't have to wear a cape, but there are definitely some things that you are going to want to do if you want to effectively become a hero or adopt the hero archetype. So that's what we're talking about today. So why don't you kind of start us off on, some of your thoughts, Amy?
So, yeah, I know what you're expecting from me. So we'll just get it out of the way and we'll talk about the words. It's a really important part of portraying yourself as a hero are the words that you use. And as always, words matter.
Words. Yay,
yeah.
Words.
So, of course, we want to, you know, suggest our word banks for each archetype. These will help you and will save you countless hours of researching them on your own. So if you're interested in the hero word bank or any of the other archetypes, just contact us through brandarchetypes.com and we will get you that word bank for $29.95. So as you read through the list, you'll find that the main attribute of the collection of hero words and phrases is really energetic. And this is one of the defining characteristics of all hero brands, their high energy level. So just an example of some of the words that I find interesting for this particular archetype could be dynamic, crucial, powerful, leading, protecting, spirited, vivacious, one of my favorites, and zippy. Some phrases could be instant results, never let you down, gets the job done, our award-winning staff, and we've got the right stuff. So that's a pretty good start to some peppy, energetic words that you can start using for your archetype for the hero.
Yeah, absolutely. The words that you just selected there have that super energetic kind of feel to them, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So let's talk a little bit more about energy level. So I was reading a post, it was like day before yesterday. It was from a science blog. And it was talking about how advertisers are ramping up the energy level of their commercials in an effort to capture people's attention. That's, you know, it's harder and harder to keep people's attentions because we are so bombarded with stuff, right? So interestingly, the post talked about how this strategy could backfire if it's run during a TV show or wherever it is being run. If that energy level of that episode is low energy and the people are not in the right mood to receive a high energy message. And, you know, of course, we would add that making the decision of being high energy at all, it should be a strategic one, and that it should be based on your brand strategy. And the opposite of that would be a tactical decision just to get the attention of the viewers. So if you're choosing to have a high energy approach, that absolutely should be strategic. And the hero archetype would allow you to do that. But don't just do it because you think that's what's needed to get people's attention, right? And it's especially if that added energy is contrary to your strategy. You know, for example, we would never recommend that an innocent brand or a neighbor brand or a mother brand try to create this kind of commercial. It would just be off. It would be off brand. So we put a link to that post in our show notes. It's from sciencedaily.com. And, you know, I think it's interesting, their commentary and their observations. But our spin, correct me if I'm wrong, Amy, would be completely different. We take it to a deeper level and talk about the underlying strategy that people should have when they make these kinds of decisions, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want to grab their attention based on the emotional a strategy of your particular archetype rather than just, you know,
yelling at them.
Yeah. Or making sure the volume is like 10 clicks higher from the show that you're watching and
blasts
you out of bed. Like, what the heck?
I hate it when they wake me up like that.
Oh, I know. Right. Well, and, you know, as you were talking about that article, I was thinking like I just see so fewer commercials nowadays with the streaming right. apps and Netflix and things like that. And I pay the higher price for Hulu, so I don't have as many ads. And so there is definitely a higher need for strategy to get those ads in front of people. I get it. But I just want to throw out another point here too, is when you pick an archetype and you're considering the energy level, you have to also consider, can I maintain this energy level all the time? That kind of like when we talked about the jester archetype, can you be funny all the time? Because that's what that requires. So,
yes. Yeah,
you definitely, the energy level of your archetype is something that's really important to consider before you, you know, completely agree to adopt one. So,
yeah, I think unlike the jester who has to be funny all the time, it has to be at least a little quirky if it's not, you know, belly gut laughing, right?
Right.
But the hero, I think if the hero backs off energy level a little bit, that's okay because there's other ideas within the hero, you know, youthfulness and victory and achievement and, you know, things like that,
I think
also come with the hero. So if you back off a little bit on energy level, I think that's okay. But man, if you choose to go with the super high energy level right out of the chute and you stick to it, there's nothing wrong with that because
right.
You know, that's a great thing for the hero.
Right. Because, you know, like within the hero archetype, there might be some things that you talk about that are like kind of serious. And so that will be a little bit, a little bit lower energy, but still that same intensity, I guess, could be.
Good word.
Yeah. So the next idea of the hero we want to wrap around almost all of your marketing is the concept of achievement. Heroes achieve things. Mm-hmm. So closely related to the word achieve is like productivity, follow through, goals, things like that. Anything that conveys the idea of successfully achieving something important. Mm-hmm. So although this might seem like an approach that will be good for a lot of brands, of course, all your business, you know, every single business wants to achieve great things. We're pointing out that because it's especially true for hero brands, it's important to always keep that word achievement in the back of your mind and part of your message. So
it's way more important for heroes than it is for others. Yeah, right.
And one of the things that a hero brand will use to differentiate themselves from other brand strategies is their ability to achieve these goals. So not only do we want to, we can, and we do achieve these things. They portray themselves as having these like rare qualities that will uniquely allow them to do this. So like that's way beyond the capability of mere mortals. You know, if you kind of think of like superheroes, you have either like this crazy strength or invisibility or something like that. Like you have to adopt some kind of like reason why you're able to achieve these things more than all the competition. I'm not saying pretend like you have ridiculous superpower heroes that don't exist, but mm-hmm. you do have to kind of have some kind of edge against everybody else.
Mm-hmm. my superpower is making origami animals.
Oh, nice. Well, and creating ice rinks.
And creating ice rinks, right. That's right. Okay, so you got to talk about words. I would like to throw in some ideas about visuals. So if you're going to be a hero, yes, there are things that you're going to do uniquely and differently from other archetypes. So first, we would recommend that the people you select are either youthful or engaged in some type of energetic activity. Now, if you think about trying to portray an emotional idea of heroism and achievement and goals and, you know, youthfulness, it's almost impossible to do that without people, right? It's one of these archetypes that does require you to really very seriously think about the models and the people that are in your advertising, your marketing, your all of your brand presentations. So we're not saying that you have to have teenagers bungee jumping in your marketing or anything like that, but don't select images where, you know, you got a bunch of senior citizens sitting around playing mahjong or something like that. That would be a little less energetic than you might need, right? So let's say your target audience is youthful. You know, you've got a product that's going after, you know, up and coming Olympic athletes or something like that. Pretty much you have no problem, you know, selecting the same type of people for your marketing as your target audience. Youthful is youthful, right? But let's say instead you have a product or service that is marketed to seniors, you know, like a, you know, independent living facility or something like that. So the hero archetype would select models who may be roughly the same group, maybe a little bit younger, but they definitely need to have kind of a healthy, youthful look about them. They're engaged in some type of energetic activity. They're not just sitting around, right? So how you portray people and the kinds of images that you select is super important to convey this level of achievement and energy. So outside of the people in your marketing, you definitely should be dialing up the energy level of all the other images that you pick as well. So I would suggest things like having things more brightly lit instead of being in a dark room, or helping in that idea, you could have a lot of things that are outdoors instead of indoors. That has kind of a more energetic feel. Your colors should probably be a little bit more saturated instead of muted tones. Of course, your color palette is definitely a strategic idea that you kind of need to stick to. But when you are deciding on what colors to pick for your color palette in your brand, definitely, you know, dial up the saturation just a bit. Don't go crazy, but because that might come off as a little too gestury. But use more saturated colors. Use a wider range of colors. That feels a little bit more energetic. You know, if you have a really narrow color palette, you know, like Amy, you have an approach that you've been using a while where it's kind of a teal overlay, a monochromatic approach, right, to your images, like in your Instagram feed. So, which is awesome for the outlaw approach that you're doing. It feels kind of edgy and radical and kind of, you know, there are some images that have a little harshness to them, a little bite to them, and that's awesome for an outlaw. But for a hero, maybe not so much, right?
Right.
So there's no hard and fast rules here. You know, kind of let your gut instinct guide you. But, you know, ask the big question that we always have you ask: is this heroic enough? Does this feel heroic enough? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed too, in a lot of storytelling with the hero archetype, that they will often different businesses will show kind of overcoming something. So if somebody has a problem, they're overcoming it. So that could be, you know, if you had like a person that had an injury or a disability or something like that, and they figured out how to overcome it, and they won and achieved and that kind of thing. That's a really good strategy for storytelling for the hero brand.
Yeah, and so the overcoming is a form of success, and there is the association between your brand and that achievement, right?
Absolutely.
And there we are.
Yeah.
Another instance of the word achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. So the hero archetype is also one of those archetypes that we have broken the big idea of hero into some narrower sub-archetypes. So I was just going to go over those briefly to see how you might tweak, you know, or our listeners might tweak their marketing for each one. So if you've chosen the archetype, you could think about, well, do you want to go in one of the direction of these sub archetypes to make it a little bit more focused.
Yeah, and it's just a kind of a interesting outcome, but it's the only one that we have four sub archetypes for.
Right.
All the others have 0, 1, or 2.
Yeah, lots of kinds of heroes.
This one actually has 4.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so the first one is just, we call it the hero sub-archetype. So that's a straightforward focus on the achievements and the success like we were talking about earlier. And this approach will just exude and exemplify the classic hero. So that's the straightforward one. And then the next one is what we call the leader sub-archetype. So this one focuses a little less on the achievement and a little more on the fact that you were led to that goal by an amazing, skilled leader. So this approach will be all about self-confidence and self-discipline and self-motivation. So if you, if your business is leading people and leading the charge and that kind of thing, that might be a good sub-archetype for you. And yeah.
So I would counter that with a little bit before you jump to the next one. The Explorer has a lot of leadership in it. Because you're leading other people, but the Explorer's leadership is more about the experience of what you're leading them to, as opposed to a focus on the actual leadership itself. Right?
Yeah, that's a really good distinction.
Yeah, and there, a lot of these archetypes have overlapping ideas, and that's just one. I just wanted to throw that one out because the Explorer has a lot of leadership in it, and we don't want people to get confused.
Right. No, that's a good point. Sure. The third one is the detective, a sub-archetype. So this approach focuses less on the success goal and more on the specialized process of seeking out information and unveiling things that might be hidden to others. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty cool one.
But discovery would be an awesome word to use.
Yes, right? Discovery, absolutely. And then finally, for the fourth, we have the Avenger sub-archetype. This is, again, less focused on the goal and more focused on mending wrongs, making things right, seeking out justice in a world that seems too full of corruption, kind of helping the underdog. So, you know, this would be a good one for like a nonprofit or something like that, that was, you know, helping the community, things like that. So that's another fun twist on the hero.
Yeah. And it, as you say, you know, nonprofits, we think of nonprofits and, you know, like people in healthcare and things like that as helping the underdog and as being heroic. But when you put it in the context of, you know, an Avenger sub-archetype and seeking out justice and making things right, you know, righteousness, it puts an awesome spin on it. It kind of clarifies it, I think.
Yeah, I always kind of like when I was mentioning this and we were talking about, I always kind of think of like the Red Cross and how they like deliver blood and drive blood like across states into other cities and stuff. And they could have a really cool campaign like the hero, like racing against time, delivering the blood. I don't know. I just think that would be a really cool ad or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, so the question really what you're pointing out is, does the Red Cross, as powerfully as they could, exemplify themselves as a hero archetype? We certainly portray them as that. And I think we even have the Red Cross as an example on our hero page on our website. But, I think what you're saying, and I agree with 100%, is they could definitely dial up the hero idea a lot more than they do very successfully.
Right.
Because of this whole sub-archetype thing. Yeah. So, this is all good stuff. And just as a reminder, brandarchetypes.com, our website, has a page dedicated to each archetype, including one just for the hero. So if you want to check those out, you'll find a lot of good information on there, you know, other names for the archetypes and examples, our SWOT analysis, and that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We give sample videos. So lots of stuff to be found there. So if you're feeling like the hero might be a good idea for you, you can check out that page and dive in a little bit deeper and see if it continues to jive with you. So anyway, that kind of wraps things up for today. Amy, why don't you give us a little wind down wrap up here?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have any questions, if you're thinking about the hero, like Kevin said, give us a call or contact us through brandarchetypes.com. We love to talk to you about your thoughts and ideas for your business. Even if it's not the hero, of course, we can talk about any of those archetypes and any of the brand strategy. If you have any questions about the questionnaire or anything you're thinking, we love to talk about brand. So please, please reach out to us. We'd love to chat. If you're thinking about the word list or word bank for the hero or any of the other archetypes, you can also contact us through Brand Archetypes and we can get you that word bank for $29.95. And as always, follow us on all the social media platforms at Brand Archetypes. And awesome. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Okay, thanks, Amy. Yeah. We will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Brand Archetypes podcast. Are you ready to discover your company's archetype? Check out brandarchetypes.com where you can download the book, find out about archetype-specific strategies, connect with us on social media, and sign up for our newsletter.